20 years ago, automakers didn't think of car safety as a selling point. Only a few showed crash tests in TV ads. Much has changed since then, and one company is taking safety technology to a new level. It's adding features that give traditional equipment, such as airbags, more time to work. Paul Eisenstein publishes the internet magazine TheCarConnection.com. He says the industry realizes there are shortcomings to what's in cars.
Now, there are two different types of safety equipment. You have equipment that's designed to prevent an accident, and then you have equipment that's designed to react when an accident occurs. The problem with that is, by the time that the sensors on a car detect that an accident has occurred, everything has to happen very, very quickly. I mean, we're talking in a matter of milliseconds. That's one of the reasons why airbags had so much problems when they were first introduced, because they had a fire so rapidly that if they slammed into a child or a woman sitting too close, they could actually kill or at least injure them.
And Mercedes is coming up with a third type of safety equipment.
Yeah, it's a system they're calling pre-safe, and you could say it's sort of in between what exists now to prevent accidents and what is used to make people survive an accident when it does occur. The concept is you use hardware that can tell if an accident is likely to occur, and in that case, take certain steps to prepare the car itself and the people. So, for example, if the car goes into a very serious skid, if that car starts to spin around, which means there's a good chance of an accident, literally in an eye blink, it will tighten up the seatbelts. If you're leaning back, it will straighten up the seats. And it could do other things like closing the windows or the sunroof so that you have less of a chance of being ejected from the vehicle in the event there is a collision. So this can prevent a really serious problem from occurring.
Can it prevent the accident itself?
Well, it's connected to the systems that are designed to prevent the accident. Basically, what you're doing is you're starting to better integrate all the hardware. So you have systems that try to prevent an accident, such as stability control. These actually can tell when a car is turning too much or starting to skid and stop that from happening before the driver likely even knows that he or she had a problem. But then this goes a step further. If those systems cannot prevent the accident, if an accident is likely, then they start to take steps before you actually make impact. And a lot of times it's surprising how much of a gap there is between the time a car goes out of control and the time you actually have an impact. You're spinning down the road. You may do a couple of 360s before you actually slam into a guardrail or another car. So that's an awful lot of time, at least in the world of microprocessing.
Is this going to be available on cars the rest of us can afford?
Well, right now it's coming out on the Mercedes S-Class, which is not exactly a car for the masses, but they promise to start introducing it on the rest of the Mercedes lineup over the next few years. They'll also add a lot more hardware to the system going forward. For example, one of the things that they expect to introduce in the next couple of years will be an onboard radar system. It will look outside the car. So, for example, the light just changes and you start rolling through an intersection. And this system will be able to tell if a car that shot through the light might hit you in the side. What it might do in turn would be to trigger the side impact airbags early. It could even trigger a system that will pull the driver or occupant, whichever side's going to be hit, away from the door. So there's more distance to absorb the impact.
I don't know about these cars smarter than we are. They might argue with us. You don't want to go there.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you drive down the freeway these days, it isn't that difficult for cars to be smarter than some of the drivers you see.
Paul Eisenstein is publisher of the internet magazine, TheCarConnection.com.